direct line to Milwaukee.
The doors are closing. Train departing. Please hold on.
It's now time for
the Portland Transit Lane Podcast,
a weekly podcast that looks into the events in the world of TriMet and what's ahead. Now, your host, TriMet expert, Lane Jensen.
Riding in a bus down the boulevard and the pace was pretty packed.
Yeah.
But a seesaw had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines before stopping to pick up more.
Hello and welcome to episode number 5 of the Portland Transit Lane Podcast. I'm Lane. I'm your host. Thanks again for joining us. Hope everyone has a great 4th of July, Independence Day. Just a heads up, if you're going to be riding TriMet, the buses are on a Sunday schedule for Independence Day, the 4th of July. Max will be on a Saturday schedule, and so will the streetcar. So plan your trips accordingly, people, because they're not going to match up that well, especially if buses are on Sunday and the light rail is on light rail is on the Saturday schedule. So make sure really to track your trips and everything. So anyway, I want to start out here first before I get any further. I do want to pay a bit of a tribute to a bus driver, Ben Singh. He just passed away recently. He was he drove almost 35 years at TriMet. Al had a great blog post. I'm going to read this word for word here. Truly one of the finest human beings I've ever known. Ben was one of those guys you hardly notice until you talk to him. Then you realize you are standing in the presence of someone profound. You won't find this sort of profound energy in many places. The truth is, never where you are supposed to find it. It's where you are not supposed to find it. Ben's death shook me. The loss of that energy from the earth is huge. You'd have to know him to understand what I am talking about. Everybody that knew him is in shock. I heard he worked up till last week when he called off sick. Ben never called off sick. 1 week later, he was dead. He had stage 4 cancer and didn't know it until last week. Somehow that makes sense. If you knew this man, you would know what I mean. Let's all pause for a moment and give our thanks to Ben Singh. All right. So, moving on. There really wasn't much news to talk about this week except for our lovely people here in Portland have found out that our health people in Oregon found out that most Oregonians are at risk of cancer due to diesel. And, of course, you know what's powered by diesel? Oh, that's right. TriMet buses. So, doesn't surprise anybody that TriMet drivers are, you know, getting sick because of the diesel from the buses. Yeah, they're supposed to be energy efficient, it's supposed to be clean diesel and everything. But when you're driving those 2,200 buses that are 15, 16, 17 years old, I mean, what are you going to do? Those things are horrible to be driving, especially if you're sick or, you're going to get the cancer no matter what you try to do. And it's horrible. So, unfortunately, this is what happens to bus drivers. It's a side effect of driving a bus. So, you have to watch it. You really, really have to watch it when you're driving. Driving diesel stuff. So, anyways. So, that was really the only bit of news this week. So, the other thing we're going to do this week, and because it was brought to my attention by a few people, there are some oddities in the TriMet budget for fiscal year 16-17. And guess what? I found those oddities. So, let's review the TriMet budget.
How does TriMet steal your hard-earned money? Where does your fare really go? How many line items are summarized? Let's dive into the TriMet budget in this edition of That Was How Much?
And you know that TriMet likes to take their money and run. So let's review this, shall we? So I've printed out some pages here. And these are big pages. I've already figured out the numbers and everything before recording this podcast. So For the general fund resources for 2016-2017, TriMet is saying that they're going to have $338 million for their payroll taxes. 46% of their general fund resources are going to be coming from payroll taxes. Now, here's where it gets really fun. This is the next biggest, the third biggest chunk. Passenger revenue, $120,700,000, 16.54% of the budget. Now, the one in between the taxes and the revenue, of course, the light rail program at $125 million. Why it's like that, I have no idea. Now, this is what really kicks me here, okay? So, the general fund requirements, or what is required to run TriMet, okay? Operations is 38%, $343 million. Okay, that's fine. Now, this is where it starts getting really funny, okay? So you've got general and administrative at $70 million, 7% of the budget, which, again, why is it $70 million? I mean, you should be able to cut that down to as little as possible, honestly, because if you have a $70 million general and administrative budget, you've got too much top heavy there. I mean, seriously. Now, here's what I love, okay? The capital program to run the capital projects is $135 million. Why? I have no idea. Contingency. Remember our little contingency fund that had those raises in for those TriMet managers and nobody told them about it? Well, it's up to $22 million this year. Why? There's no explanation in the TriMet budget. Isn't that lovely? And then the second biggest chunk in the requirements, debt service. This is how much TriMet is in debt, people. Listen. Listen to this number. $265,482,503. 29% of their general fund requirements is debt. So basically a third of their budget is debt. 30%. Crazy. Now, here's what's even crazier. So, Neil McFarlane, our lovely general manager, or general do-nothing manager, anyways, he, of course, got the raise, that 3% raise. He is now making $235,870. And that's just his salary. That's not including benefits or anything like that. Isn't that lovely? Seriously, isn't that so lovely? Now, in the office of the general manager, this is all the, all the materials and services, okay? Employee recognition. Now, if you're going to try to motivate your employees to work hard for you, you're going to want to have some money in this. So that way you can motivate them, keep them working, want them to work. So in fiscal year 13-14, there was $15,000. This year, $6,789. Now, awards and banquets. Again, another kind of a thing to encourage drivers to do do well and perform at their best. Guess how much is in there? Wrong. Whatever you said is wrong. It is zero. There is nothing. And there has been nothing since fiscal year 15-16. Isn't that crazy? Oh, and here's the crazy part. Neil McFarlane's out-of-town travel expense, just any out-of-town, anything out-of-town he can put in this category, $25,716. And then official meeting expenses, $32,597. Absolutely incredible. Now, let's talk about Harry Supporta, or, as we like to say, Harry Supporter, because all he does is support Neil in everything he does. So last year he made $159,465 with benefits of $39,000. Well, guess what? he's now up to $162,740 with fringe benefits of $40,908. That's over with his benefits, he's making over $200,000 a year. Isn't that lovely? Over $200,000 a year just to be a yes man for Neil. Damn, I wish I had that job. Now, under that safety and security, we know how bad the light rail tracks are. We know that there are issues. Now, there's a category under safety for rail safety oversight. Back in fiscal year 13-14, that was up to $226,000. This year, nothing. Now, also, there's a category called temporary help dash trans ADM. And for some reason, I have no idea what that stands for, $30,710 this year. Have I blown your mind yet? It gets better. Under security services. This is the only place that we talk about security. And this is where the transit police program fall in now, because nobody wants to admit that they're spending, the TriMet's spending $10 million for something that just doesn't work. Okay? They don't want to admit that at all. So, here, let me give you the total for this. $11,627,804. Absolutely incredible. Oh, and let's not forget our canine program at transit canine program at $500,000. Or the street level gang outreach program at $111,470. And my absolute favorite out of all of this, all of it, anti-terrorism team. TriMet Security, or TriMet Cops, have an anti-terrorism team that TriMet pays $300,000 for a year. Isn't that incredible? Just incredible. Now, our lovely friend Randy Stedman, Human Resources, he was making $185,000 last year. Not anymore. He got bumped up. And a sizable amount, too. $203,000. Isn't that incredible? Just incredible. Now we're going to get to the meat and the bones of TriMet, the backbone, the drivers. Okay? Now, I'm not going to mention any salaries or anything like that, because that's, of the drivers. I'm not going to do that. But I did the calculations for this budget year, fiscal year 16-17. Out of Center Garage, TriMet has budgeted for 398 full-time employees and 164 part-time employees for a total of 562 drivers at Center. PAL, 297 full-time, 111 part-time for a total of 408. Merlot Garage, 183 full-time, 76 part-time for a total of 259. So, for a grand total of 1,229 employees, 878 being full-time, part-time being 351. Now, here's something that really confuses me, too, is I believe station agents, can transfer between stations, between garages when needed. Yet, the center garage manager makes about $1,200 or $1,300 more a year than the PAL garage manager, but the Merlot garage manager makes about $50 more a year than the PAL garage manager. Why? Who the heck knows? Because I sure don't, and nobody's going to explain it to me, because nobody wants to, of course. So moving on, because that's what we do here. We find everything. We find all the problems here. So now, here's where we get into the rail supervisors and all that, okay? And one of my favorite people, the fare inspector. These are the people who, of course, are the ones riding the trains and whatnot. They make the exact same amount of money, I repeat, the exact same amount of money as a road supervisor or a rail controller or a road supervisor or dispatcher. It's all the same. I repeat, they make all the same amount. Okay? And let's not forget, Jay Jackson got a raise, too, to $104,898. That's why he can afford his freaking RV and his boat. So, continuing on to the personnel services under operations, we're going to look at the rail transportation. And a big thing that stuck out with me here is there's a category for incentive. Last year, almost $14,000 was paid for incentive. This is, you know, to, again, entice drivers to want to work. You know, or light rail operators. This year, nothing. Nothing. And if you're a bus driver thinking, oh, I want to go to Max, you know, it's going to be better. You're only making about $400 a month more than from the bus. And light rail only has 193 operators right now. Or that's what the budget shows. So, you know, if you can get in, more power to you. And I know there are people out there who say that the West Commuter Rail is a flunk, is a, you know, what am I trying to say here? I apologize. A funk, you know, dead in the water. You're right. I agree with you. But I do want to let you know that this year, TriMet's only budgeting $5.5 million for the West, which isn't too bad. The personnel is only at 1.6 million, while the materials and services are at about 4 million. So it's not that bad. Now we get into the fun part: capital projects, or as I like to say, the horse and pony show here. So capital projects, they're wanting $3.6 million. Okay, which is crazy. So, out of all of the, out of all this budget here, why does TriMet have $22 million in contingency? Why are they trying to hide the transit police again?
Another one,
because they don't
the
want people to know
one
what's going
the
on.
Bus.
Is that money
another
gonna
one
end up going to transit
the bus.
Who knows? Nobody knows because there's no explanation for it. And why does that not surprise me? Because nobody has ever asked for an explanation for it. It's absolutely incredible what TriMet will do to try to cover things up. So, there you have it, folks. That's the TriMet budget in a nutshell. So, have a great 4th of July, folks, and be safe.